This is Dr. Chuck Womack. We're back with two people from the health department. We've got Michael Cooper and Katie Neal talking about exercise. The one thing we haven't talked about so far in this talk is swimming. There are a lot of places that we can go swimming. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So with our state parks, there's some areas around it where you're able to walk down and go swim a little bit. And if you're tired from hiking all day, it's a great way to cool off and use different parts of your muscles that you may not use very much. There's also the YMCA around here that has an indoor pool, and the Tennessee Tech Fitness Center that just opened not too long ago has a new Olympic size pool. And it's another place you can go. And there's a lot of classes that these places teach as well for maybe seniors or older folk. They do water aerobics, and if you've not taken a class, you need to try one. I tried it once, and let's just say it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Right. Well, the children that are in school, what can we do to get more activity for them? They are the ones that need to get good habits. Can you talk about that some?
Yes. With trying to get these kids, you know, involved in physical activity and making them realize that it actually is fun to be physically active. We've been trying to incorporate programs before and after school, because a lot of children do go to school earlier and are actually having to stay a lot later. So the physical activity time is up to the educators to, you know, help incorporate that. One program we really aim to keep on fighting and to have it in the school is called Morning Movement. We like to go into the school 30 to 45 minutes before and get the kids up moving off the bleachers, get them walking around the gym. We like to call it brain gym. We get their brain up and awake so that when they go to class, they're not sleepy and they're ready to learn because they've already had some physical activity. So they're okay with sitting down behind that tape of their desk and ready just to aim towards the day. Another program we do that's after school is called a walk run club. This is better, obviously, whenever it's, you know, fall or springtime, summer, just because of the weather's nicer and we like to walk outside, get some vitamin D and be physically active outside. We count the miles up and then kids earn tokens for how many miles they do during this whole program.
So there's some rewards.
Yes, there is rewards.
They get prizes and stuff of that.
They do.
So that's good to have that. So we've got some activities. It could be more if we had more phys ed. Mandatory phys ed daily for elementary schools is a goal to aim for.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Having recess at one time and then phys ed at another time, say recess in the morning and phys ed in the afternoon and vice versa for other kids. That would be great to get their brains moving, get the hyperactivity out of them so they are learning more at school.
Yes.
So the one thing that we haven't talked about are the benefits of exercise for your bones, for your brain. I know that there's less dementia in people who regularly exercise.
Yes.
Can you talk about that to some extent?
So brain health is huge, especially now when people are not getting as much physical activity. So what we're trying to encourage with the brain health is for youth is brain maturation, development, and academic achievement. For older adults, like you said, dementia and cognitive impairment. And then across the lifespan, we want to work on cognition, anxiety, and depression, quality of life, and sleep. Brain health with physical activity can help decrease a lot of these things. Especially your anxiety and depression and cognition. As you grow older, if you have dementia, you're able to do a lot of physical activity. It can help with your dementia area like you talked about earlier.
Right.
But that's definitely what you want to do.
Well, I'm interested in bones. I think that doing a lot of exercise and walking in particular or swimming or whatever can strengthen your bones, cut down osteoporosis, cut down on breaking your hip. As you age, there are a lot of things could happen, but if you stay active, it cuts down on the possibility of breaking something that'll put you possibly into a nursing home and on a downward spiral. So if you can stay active as an elderly person walking, you can do a lot of good for yourself.
Yeah, you don't want to, as you grow older, it's physical activity comes more of a on the back burner. You stop doing it. So, like you say, you want to continue doing something, vigorous activity to help to definitely help increase bone strength. Because as you grow older, when that bone strength does decrease, you don't end up having with, like you say, hips and different things breaking, and you want to be able to last as long as possible. So it's you're definitely right when it comes to that and bone strength. That's a big idea that we need to get into people as mm-hmm. they grow older.
Right. We've had a very active senior center here in Cookeville and in the other places, Allgood, Baxter, and Monterey. And I think upwards of 1,000 seniors have been involved in all of those. And having people out doing regular exercise classes with yoga or with stretching, it's been great having them out doing things. But now that it's ended, the people are having to do things on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's more depression because they're not able to socially yes. be mm-hmm. with their friends. It's nice to be out with people rather than being inside just watching television. So exercise is good to get you out. I think light therapy coming on with this winter, that can be a thing that can help to have some intensive light therapy.
Yes.
Which you can purchase on your own. You don't uh-huh. need a prescription for that.
Nope.
So we need to get people out exercising, and when it gets darker and the sun rises later and sets sooner, we need to get people out using therapy of that nature besides walking. So what other activities can one do as we age?
I would say one more is gardening.
Gardening, yes.
yes. Gardening is fun.
yes.
It's interesting because like gardening, you use a lot of those muscles that you may not used to, you start using again and mm-hmm. your back starts hurting and different things. But it's interesting. It could be kind of a therapy too.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yes.
It can be relaxing for people. So gardening
can
go a long
way. It's good that
you're
raising the vegetables, but mm-hmm. it gets you active. You're doing things you wouldn't do otherwise. Raising tomatoes and raising corn and beans. That's something. I had a great uncle who lived to be 93, and he had a big garden, and he had a mule and used that for plowing, wow. and the old mule passed away at an ancient age, and he said, I'm too old to train another mule, and so he stopped at 91 and died at 93. But he
Incredible.
Was active for so many years with his big garden, and
yes.
it kept him very active. So
I do think that's extremely important.
So we need people out trying to have big gardens.
Yeah. And, you know, you can use that to teach children, too, about nutrition and vegetables. It's another way to just keep adding in mm-hmm. resources.
Right.
And staying healthy and and even doing recipes with them. I think one thing that lacks now is the older generation teaching kids how to prep food and all these little ways of staying healthy and active, but
exactly.
Nutrition goes such a long way, especially with your grandparents learning how to can or learn how to cook and mm-hmm. learn how to do all these things. Because one day when you get older, you're going to have to do the same thing yourself.
Yes. Right.
So that's nice talking about gardening and getting out. We've got an organization here in Cookeville called Seed Fork.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's been great in getting people out raising gardens and doing things with their vegetables, like you say, canning them mm-hmm. when necessary. So we've got some things going on here in Cookeville, and they have the farmer's market. It's nice to walk to a farmer's market and buy fresh vegetables
yes.
that you use nutritiously
mm-hmm.
in your diet. There's nothing better than eating
those.
a mm-hmm. fresh homegrown tomato.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very fortunate to have that here in Cookeville.
At some of the local schools, the Putnam County Health Department partners with some of the STEM classes, and we go and help them in their garden mm-hmm. as well. And they're Allgood Middle School was the last school we worked with that's local, and their garden is huge. And she's been working with those kids, and it's really helping their mental health. And the kids really do enjoy that. And it's been a great opportunity to watch those kids learn some canning and some different things about nature that they would never get at home. Some of them have never seen a garden until they actually go to this garden that's at the schools. And a lot of schools, even Prescott Middle School, Elementary School, has some raised beds we've got to see, and they're remarkable, and we see kids working in them, and it's just great to have the younger generation working in those gardens. Mm-hmm. and learning what it is. So,
well, I'm a little bit familiar from talking. I've never gone to the All Good Middle School, but I've heard about it. And
yes.
You're exactly right. Having the opportunity for kids who wouldn't be exposed to a garden to see a garden at school is just mind-opening.
It's amazing.
And mm-hmm. So we're very fortunate to have such excellent schools here in Cookeville, and seeing the teacher show them about how a garden works and having an actual working garden there is just the thing that we're very fortunate to have in this area.
Yes.
We're coming to the end of our talk. We've got about another minute or two to wrap up. And what are your thoughts about nutrition and exercise to close this?
Well, we know that nutrition and exercise go hand in hand. They say about 80% of nutrition and 20% of physical activity is what you need to have a balanced lifestyle. But, of course, we want it to all be 100%. Nutrition is extremely important, just like physical activity. It's helpful for our mind, improves sleep, overall health. It's just great to go hand in hand.
Right. Michael, what are your thoughts?
You know, there's a saying, you are what you eat. So with nutrition, it'll help you with your mental state. You want to help decrease your anxiety, decrease depression. Food, what you eat will play a lot of big role in your brain health. So make sure you're not only doing physical activity, but also eating correctly as well.
Right. Well, this has been a pretty good discussion of nutrition and physical activity with Michael Cooper and Katie Neal, who are public health educators from the Putnam County Health Department. We've been very fortunate to have this discussion, and I want to thank them again for what they've done for this community and what they're doing in this COVID crisis. So thank you very much. This
thank
is you. Chuck Womack signing off.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
This is Dr. Chuck Womack. We're back with Katie Neal and Michael Cooper from the Upper Cumberland Health Department at the Putnam County Health Department, And we'd like to talk about exercise for older people who are somewhat limited in their ability and their agility. What are your thoughts about that, Katie?
So if you're not as mobile, you're an older adult, or even you have limitations as being maybe in a wheelchair or having a physical or an emotional barrier. There are a lot of activities that can be modified, or you can adapt to those activities. Realizing that sometimes you might need additional assistance is perfectly fine. You can find areas to do those. Having a social support is really good for you. Setting up a buddy system and making contacts with others to complete specified levels of physical activity is a really awesome way to get outside and still be mobile, even if you're not as mobile as anyone else that doesn't have to adapt themselves, is of course really important. There's a program that Cooper can speak about, talking about less mobile people.
Yeah, so the National Center of Health, Physical Activity, and Disability offers a 14-week to a Healthier You external ICON program. Found this off the CDC website, so it's easy to access if you go to cdc.gov and kind of look for the National Center of Health and Physical Activity and Disability. The program is free. It's personalized, web-based physical activity and nutrition program for individuals with disabilities and chronic health conditions. So if you're struggling to find a figure out what do I like, what I want to try, this would be a great way to start and see where you want to start with your physical activity. And then even talk to someone about nutrition. I feel like that would go a long way also with that as well.
Yes. Well, talking about nutrition is very important. You know what the BMI is. One time we measured the basal metabolic index for everyone in the school system in Putnam County, and we found that a lot of kids were a little bit overweight, mm-hmm. and they needed to be outside working. What are your thoughts about people who are somewhat overweight and they want to start activities? How should they start?
Don't be afraid to start, because you don't want to compare yourself to other people. You want to start, maybe grab a friend that maybe might be in a certain situation that you are, or that they're having the same questions, and have a friend, have a buddy system. Start with what you all want to do. Do your research. And then just continue to figure out kind of what you like and what you don't like. Some people like to do vigorous, heavy lifting. Some people like to do yoga that we talked about earlier. So finding what you like will help you with your ability to not compare yourselves to others. And that's a big thing, I think, is a big barrier where people have that.
I think the most important thing you can do to have sustained activity is to get a buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And have a time, a place, and get outside and walk with them or do something with them. Now that we're socially distanced, they may not be in your pod, so you may have to keep a social distance from other people, but that's doable, and to get outside and
yes.
and walk and walk and walk.
And so, any physical activity is better than no physical activity.
Yeah, a slow walk is better than nothing.
Yes.
It's nice to jog and get the 75 minutes of vigorous mm-hmm. exercise
yes.
that you need, get your heart rate up. But if you are older and can't jog, it's reasonable to just walk mm-hmm. and walk and walk. That's very helpful, and it can get the weight off of you
yes.
if you build it up and do it every day.
Exactly.
So,
According to the 2017 County Health Rankings and Roadmaps, 30% of adults report no leisure time or physical activity, and 32% of Tennessee adults are obese. So that, again, that's in 2017. So now it would be interesting to see what these stats are now.
Right.
But that right there, if you're looking at just as Tennessee as a whole,
mm-hmm.
it's where can we help increase physical activity? Can we add it to the community that they're in? Is there more walking tracks that can be added? Different things like that. Are there more programs that maybe you can add for older adults even that maybe they can't get to, or maybe they need to try?
Yes.
Well, the one thing that we have in Cookeville that's so beautiful is Cane Creek Park.
Yes.
The pathway around Cane Creek Park, if you walk that a couple mm-hmm. of times, that'll get your pulse up. Get your blood pressure down.
Yes.
And be outside. And it's so beautiful to walk around the lake there at Cane Creek. And it's a paved walkway.
Yes.
So you don't get muddy.
Mm-hmm. No.
So, which you do out in the woods. Sometimes out in the woods after it's raining, you wind up with very muddy shoes. And that's not so good. But we've got a nice level pathway and go across the dam and walk around. So that's been paved since 2006, and we've got a nice jewel in the crown. The city of Cookeville has just added 31 acres.
Yes.
We mm-hmm. bought that, and we're going to expand paths and such as that to the area. So we've got a crown jewel here in Cookeville of Cane Creek Park. So the other thing about walking is we're trying to expand the rail trail
mm-hmm. yes.
from the depot to Cane Creek. And hopefully that'll be done in the next couple of years. We're applying for a TDEC grant to get that. And we'll be able to walk from Allgood all the way to Cane Creek mm-hmm. when it's finished.
That's a distance. That's a great walk. So,
mm-hmm. Right. It's 4.3 miles now to the depot from Allgood.
Yes.
And we'll add another couple of miles to it walking to West End Park, and then West End Park along the railroad to Cane Creek. So, and then you can get in the park complex and ride your bike
yeah.
or walk in that area. So we're trying to do things in Cookeville to help people healthily, be healthy. One of the other things about kids, can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So in 2016, the Coordinated School Health reported that in 38% of Tennessee public school children were overweight or obese. And obesity leads to a lot of risk factors, and it's a lot of chronic conditions such as heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. So that's for kids early on. Like we talked earlier in the segment, building habits. You want to build those healthy habits early with your family and building with a buddy system.
Buddy system. That's the most important thing, is if you have to meet someone, you get up and walk, and you're more apt to do it. If it doesn't look as good outside and you don't have a buddy, you don't walk. So that's very important. Can we talk about one thing that I've found is going for hikes around here is just the most the nicest thing I can do, to see the beautiful woods and the beautiful views.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we do have many local state parks and many small parks, like you were saying, Cane Creek, Dogwood. There are many local parks that you can go to, and there's small overlooks like Bee Rock and Monterey. Those are all great to get outside and move, and that's a family activity. And during that time, like you were speaking of COVID, having a pod like that is terrific time to get out and with your family and go to those local and state parks. And you can also use that Healthy Parks, Healthy Person. There's also another app you can use that's All Trails.
Yeah. Going to the parks, Bee Rock, and doing that, this is just a wonderful place. This is Chuck Womack. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you. This is Dr. Chuck Womack. We're back with two people from the health department. We've got Michael Cooper and Katie Neal talking about exercise. The one thing we haven't talked about so far in this talk is swimming. There are a lot of places that we can go swimming. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So with our state parks, there's some areas around it where you're able to walk down and go swim a little bit. And if you're tired from hiking all day, it's a great way to cool off and use different parts of your muscles that you may not use very much. There's also the YMCA around here that has an indoor pool, and the Tennessee Tech Fitness Center that just opened not too long ago has a new Olympic size pool. And it's another place you can go. And there's a lot of classes that these places teach as well for maybe seniors or older folk. They do water aerobics, and if you've not taken a class, you need to try one. I tried it once, and let's just say it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Right. Well, the children that are in school, what can we do to get more activity for them? They are the ones that need to get good habits. Can you talk about that some?
Yes. With trying to get these kids, you know, involved in physical activity and making them realize that it actually is fun to be physically active, we've been trying to incorporate programs before and after school, because a lot of children do go to school earlier and are actually having to stay a lot later. So the physical activity time is up to the educators to, you know, help incorporate that. One program we really aim to keep on fighting and to have it in the school is called Morning Movement. We like to go into the school 30 to 45 minutes before and get the kids up, moving off the bleachers, get them walking around the gym. We like to call it brain gym. We get their brain up and awake so that when they go to class, they're not sleepy and they're ready to learn, because they've already had some physical activity. So they're okay with sitting down behind that tape, their desk, and ready just to aim towards the day. Another program we do that's after school is called a walk run club. This is better, obviously, whenever it's, you know, fall or springtime, summer, just because of the weather's nicer. And we like to walk outside, get some vitamin D, and be physically active outside. We count the miles up, and then kids earn tokens for how many miles they do during this whole program.
So there's some rewards.
Yes, there is rewards.
They get prizes and stuff of that.
They do.
So that's good to have that. So we are we've got some activities. It could be more if we had more phys ed, mandatory phys ed daily for elementary schools is a goal to aim for.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Having recess at one time and then phys ed at another time, say recess in the morning and phys ed in the afternoon and vice versa mm-hmm. for other kids. That would be great to get their brains moving, mm-hmm. Get the hyperactivity out of them so they are learning more at school.
Yes.
So the one thing that we haven't talked about are the benefits of exercise for your bones,
mm-hmm.
for your brain. I know that there's less dementia
mm-hmm.
yes.
in people who regularly exercise.
Yes.
Can you talk about that to some extent?
So brain health is huge, especially now when people are not getting as much physical activity. So what we're trying to encourage with the brain health is for youth is brain maturation, development, and academic achievement. For older adults, like you said, dementia and cognitive impairment. And then across the lifespan, we want to work on cognition, anxiety, and depression, quality of life, and sleep. Brain health with physical activity can help decrease a lot of these things. Especially your anxiety and depression and cognition. As you grow older, if you have dementia and you're able to do a lot of physical activity, it can help with your dementia and area like you talked about earlier.
Right.
But that's definitely what you want to do.
Well, I'm interested in bones. I think that doing a lot of exercise and walking in particular or swimming mm-hmm. or whatever can strengthen your bones,
yes.
cut down on osteoporosis, mm-hmm. Cut down on breaking your hip. As you age, there are a lot of things could happen, but if you stay active, it cuts down on the possibility of breaking something that'll put you possibly into a nursing home and mm-hmm. on a downward spiral. So if you can stay active as an elderly person walking, you can do a lot of good for yourself.
Yeah, you don't want to, as you grow older, physical activity comes more of a on the back burner. You stop doing it. So like you say, you want to continue doing something. Vigorous activity to definitely help increase bone strength. Because as you grow older, when that bone strength does decrease, you don't end up having with, like you say, hips and different things breaking, and you want to be able to last as long as possible. So it's you're definitely right when it comes to that and bone strength. That's a big idea that we need to get into people as mm-hmm. they grow older.
Right. We've had a very active senior center here in Cookeville, and then the other places, All Good, Baxter, and Monterey. And I think upwards of 1,000 seniors have been involved in all of those. And having people out doing regular exercise classes with yoga or with stretching, it's been great having them out doing things. But now that it's ended, the people are having to do things on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's more depression because they're not able to socially yes. mm-hmm. be with their friends. It's nice to be out with people rather than being inside just watching television. So exercise is good to get you out. I think light therapy coming on with this winter, that can be a thing that can help to have some intensive light therapy.
Yes.
Which you can purchase on your own. You don't uh-huh. need a prescription for that.
Nope.
So we need to get people out exercising, and when it gets darker and the sun rises later and sets sooner, we need to get people out using therapy of that nature besides walking. So what other activities can one do as we age?
I would say one more is gardening.
Gardening, yes.
Gardening is fun.
Yes.
It's interesting because like gardening, you use a lot of those muscles that you may not used to, you start using again and mm-hmm. your back starts hurting and different things. But it's interesting. It could be kind of a therapy too.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yes.
It can be relaxing for people. So gardening can go a
long
way. It's
good that you're raising the vegetables, but mm-hmm. it gets you active. You're doing things you wouldn't do otherwise. Raising tomatoes and raising corn and beans. That's something. I had a great uncle who lived to be 93, and he had a big garden, and he had a mule and used that for plowing,
wow.
and the old mule passed away at an ancient age, and he said, I'm too old to raise another, to train another mule, and so he stopped at 91 and died at 93. But he
Incredible.
Was active for so many years with his big garden, and
yes.
it kept him very active. So
I do think that's extremely important.
So we need people out trying to have big gardens.
Yeah. And, you know, you can use that to teach children, too, about nutrition and vegetables. It's another way to just keep adding in resources.
Right.
And staying healthy and how to, and even doing recipes with them. I think one thing that lacks now is the older generation teaching kids how to prep food and all these little ways of staying healthy and active. But nutrition goes such a long way, especially with your grandparents learning how to can or learn how to cook and learn how to do all these things. Because one day when you get older, you're going to have to do the same thing yourself.
Yes. Right.
So that's nice talking about gardening and getting out. We've got an organization here in Cookeville called Seed Fork.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's been great in getting people out raising gardens and doing things with their vegetables, like you say, canning them when necessary. So we've got some things going on here in Cookeville, and to have the farmer's market, it's nice to walk to a farmer's market and buy fresh vegetables that you use nutritiously in your diet. There's nothing better than eating a fresh homegrown tomato. So we're very fortunate to have that here in Cookeville.
At some of the local schools, the Putnam County Health Department partners with some of the STEM classes, and we go and help them in their garden as well. And they're Allgood Middle School was the last school we worked with that's local, and their garden is huge. And she's been working with those kids, and it's really helping their mental health. And the kids really do enjoy that. And it's been a great opportunity to watch those kids learn some canning and some different things about nature that they would never get at home. Some of them have never seen a garden until they actually go to this garden that's at the schools. And a lot of schools, even Prescott Middle School, Elementary School, has some raised beds we've got to see, and they're remarkable, and we see kids working in them, and it's just great to have the younger generation working in those gardens and learning what it is. So.
Well, I'm a little bit familiar from talking. I've never gone to the Allgood Middle School, but I've heard about it. And you're exactly right. Having the opportunity for kids who wouldn't be exposed to a garden to see a garden at school is just mind-opening.
It's amazing.
And so we're very fortunate to have such excellent schools here in Cookeville. And seeing the teacher show them about how a garden works, and having an actual working garden there is just the thing that we're very fortunate to have in this area.
Yes.
We're coming to the end of our talk. We've got about another minute or two to wrap up. And what are your thoughts about nutrition and exercise to close this?
Well, we know that nutrition and exercise go hand in hand. They say about 80% of nutrition and 20% of physical activity is what you need to have a balanced lifestyle. But, of course, we want it to all be 100%. Nutrition is extremely important, just like physical activity. It's helpful for our mind, improves sleep, overall health. It's just great to go hand in hand.
Right. Michael, what are your thoughts?
You know, there's a saying, you are what you eat. So with nutrition, it'll help you with your mental state. You want to help decrease your anxiety, decrease depression. Food, what you eat will play a lot of big role in your brain health. So make sure you're not only doing physical activity, but also eating correctly as well.
Right. Well, this has been a pretty good discussion of nutrition and physical activity with Michael Cooper and Katie Neal, who are public health educators from the Putnam County Health Department. We've been very fortunate to have this discussion, and I want to thank them again for what they've done for this community and what they're doing in this COVID crisis. So thank you very much. This is Chuck Womack signing off.